With universities in session and the college football season about to enter into full swing, there are new concerns surrounding COVID-19 on campuses across the country. Are social distancing guidelines doing enough to slow down the spread of the Jasonator? And later, we're less than 2 weeks away from the presidential election, and OPR's political experts are weighing in on why the stakes have never been higher. Could this be the most important election in the history of America's decline? From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Back with more news as soon as I'm able to unlodge this swab out of my nose that came with my at-home COVID test that I ordered online. Yeah. Stay with us.
God, it is really up there.
Universities across the country are forging ahead with a fall semester unlike anything we've ever experienced, but new data today is showing that the safety procedures put in place by many schools may not be going far enough to prevent COVID-19. For more, I'm joined by OPR Chief Senioritis Correspondent Marcy Hammond. Marcy, what sort of risks are we looking at?
Well, Leslie, the Department of Health and Human Services has determined that despite a concerted effort by colleges, the social distancing guidelines that have been put in place are still simply no match for the Jasonator. I spoke with HHS Deputy Director Alex Collins to get a fuller picture.
Throughout the fall semester, we've seen that universities may initially go a few days or even a week without any outbreaks. But as soon as the Jasonator shows up with a case full of brewskis and that devilish grin on his face, the infection rates begin to spike almost immediately.
Now, Marcy, let's get specific here. What precautions have colleges been putting in place to ensure their students and staff remain COVID-free in the event that the J-Dog turns a simple pregame into the party of the year by jumping off the roof of the house and into a swimming pool?
Well, many schools understand that even the smallest get-together can transform into a super-spreader event and are looking to mitigate those as much as possible. But the risks don't stop there. The HHS has also found that any sort of in-person learning is prohibitively dangerous, since the protections offered by masks or plexiglass barriers are undercut by our dude sneaking in an Nalgene full of vodka to pass around to everyone in class.
Right. Now, some colleges have taken an even more stringent tact, allowing students on campus, but keeping them confined to their residence halls. Am I correct in thinking that this, too, still doesn't go far enough?
Unfortunately, you're exactly right, Leslie. Here's Dr. Collins again.
While keeping students in their rooms may provide additional protections, it's far from a guarantee. We fully expect Jay Money to get so absolutely plastered that he'll likely wander into a random dorm room thinking it's his own apartment and then throw up all over the closet. And to that end, contagion really can't be ruled out in any sort of social interaction, since the Jasonator has scored with members of the dining hall staff, that cute girl who works in the bookstore, and even some of the townies.
Wow, what a legend.
Absolutely, Leslie. Here's audio from one alarmingly epic event that took place during the first afternoon of freshman orientation.
So, Marcy, it seems like the only truly safe course of action here may be banning Jay Nasty from campus entirely.
Yes, but colleges are reluctant to take such an extreme step, especially since it still wouldn't necessarily rule out the wild antics of T-Bone Moose and the Chaz Man. And while doing so may help manage the outbreaks in the immediate community, there could still be more dire long-term effects, since the Jasonator's parents are out of town for the weekend, and he plans to throw one of the most out-of-control ragers his hometown has ever seen.
Oh, is that this weekend? Damn, too bad. I'm going around the neighborhood and smashing up all my neighbors' jack-o'-lanterns. Maybe next time.
You weren't invited, Leslie.
And you don't know that, Marcy. That's OPR's Marcy Hammond, who should really stick to reporting things she knows for sure are true. Back in a moment.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host. Created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you will instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. 2 episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
Well, unfortunately, that COVID test swab was just too far up there to be salvaged, so I just pushed it all the way up and figure it's best to just let nature run its course. But just in case I accidentally punctured my prefrontal cortex, we should probably get through the rest of this news quick. So here's what else you need to know today. In the wake of a particularly contentious clash between former Vice President Joe Biden and President Donald Trump last night, a post-debate poll today has found that the majority of viewers agree that America was a waste of time. After viewing the 90-minute debate, more than 54% of those surveyed were left feeling that the past 243 years have been a total waste and that they would be in favor of taking an unprecedented step and simply canceling America from here on out. It's difficult to see how we'll ever be able to turn this thing around after that. And Rudy Giuliani is attempting some damage control today after appearing in what many are calling a compromising scene in the new Borat film. Giuliani today is crying foul, calling the scene, quote, a complete fabrication, and has even gone so far as to release a video of himself really masturbating to show everyone what it would actually look like. The clip from Giuliani is completely unedited and is very different from the Borat scene in question. I mean, down on all fours, two hands, it's... Let's move on. And a fantastic new discovery in the fight against fat. Researchers today believe they have definitively traced the source of our nation's obesity epidemic to a fantastic little diner in Alabama that serves the most incredible cinnamon rolls. Ooh, that does sound good. Might have to head down south and give obesity a try. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. The news actually does stop once this podcast is over, but since you still have many empty moments of your life to fill, why not check out theonion.com for more on all the things you just listened to? And if your life is truly devoid of all meaning and fulfillment, why not sign up to become a member of the Topical's Patreon? Today we have a very special Halloween-themed episode made exclusively for Patreon. It's very spooky and is sure to help fill the lonely void that is your sorry weekend. So don't wait. Go sign up now. And we'll see you Monday.